U.S. Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano was confirmed as the next University of California president today, but her confirmation hearing did not go smoothly or quietly. Capital Public Radio's Katie Orr was at the UC Board of Regents meeting in San Francisco. Then she joins us now. Katie, what happened?
Well, Alan, as you know, criticism of the choice of Napolitano has grown since her initial selection was announced last week. Critics cite her lack of experience in the academic world, but many students were also concerned about her leadership of the Homeland Security Department and how that might affect undocumented students attending the University of California. Now, during the public comment section of today's meeting, students began shouting and chanting in the audience, and I should say that the Board of Regents let the students chant and list their concerns for a period of time, and police in the meeting didn't move to act, but eventually the regents cut the students off. However, then a student charged towards the regents, and that broke the meeting down. The meeting went into recess. People were told to clear the room. Four students did not after being warned several times by police, and they were eventually arrested. I took some videos of the incident, which you can see on our website as well.
Did Napolitano mention this in her conversations?
No, she wasn't in the room when all of this happened, and when she came out, she made a short statement about her excitement at taking the job, and later in a press conference, she expressed her support of the DREAM Act and says she would serve as an advocate for undocumented students.
Okay, what are the particulars of her job now that she actually has it?
So she'll make a base salary of $570,000, which is a little bit less than the current president. She'll also get a car allowance, and the university will pay for her housing. She'll get a one-time payment of about $142,000 to help cover moving expenses. She's expected to start at the end of September, and she's actually the first woman to serve in the role. She'll oversee more than 200,000 faculty and staff and 234,000 students.
That's Capital Public Radio's Katie Orr in San Francisco, where she today attended the Board of Regents meeting for the University of California. That meeting confirmed Janet Napolitano as the next president of the UC. More news online, including Katie's coverage at capradio.org. I'm Alan Ray, Capital Public Radio News.